Here's your Stoke FM news for Friday, November 4th, 2022. I'm Megan Dooling. Stoke FM reported last week that bear encounters in Golden were much lower than Revelstoke this past summer. Conservation officers attribute this to the fact that the town of Golden provides every resident with a bear-resistant bin for garbage. Two bears were killed in Golden because they became habituated to food within or near the city, and 10 were killed in Revelstoke. A high since the Conservation Officer Services started tracking data in 2017. Historically, numbers in the two towns are relatively similar. This is according to Conservation Officer Services Sergeant Glenn Kruger out of Invermere. He recommended the city of Revelstoke take a look at what Golden's doing to cut down on bear encounters and said our mayor is interested to know more. Gary Sells is the mayor of Revelstoke. He says he is curious to know how much it costs to buy all the bins and how they hold up in the winter, but he said he hadn't had time to reach out yet. Well, Stoke FM had time.
I think this should be a standard rollout and curbside type service in communities that have bear populations on their fringes and that have traditionally, seasonally, having those bears come into the communities. This is just another way and another very significant tool for us to deter human-bear interactions, which of course always tend to lead to the bear losing. John Wilsgaard, the Chief Administrative Officer for the Town of Golden.
Wilsgaard has been the Chief Administrative Officer in Golden since 2013.
And when did Council decide to purchase the bins and then roll them out into different neighborhoods?
Well, we decided to go this route back in 2016, and we rolled out the program over three years. It took us that long to fund our reserves to buy the bins. They're not cheap. We've spent upwards of between $250,000 and $300,000 to outfit all residences with the bear-resistant bins. So it's not a small undertaking, and we had to roll it out in three phases in order to be able to afford to do that. But, you know, the bins are fairly robust. They essentially have a warranty on them for 10 years, and typically they last close to 20.
Was it contentious in council to adopt this, given the cost?
Not at all. We have been a bear aware community. That's what it used to be. Certainly a wild safe community for nearly 20 years now. We certainly uphold the principles of the BC Conservation Foundation's Wild Safe program. Are still striving to be fully bear smart statused. We're working toward that. And so this was not a hard decision of council's. In fact, this was probably one of the easiest ones because tactically it made the most difference of anything we'd done up to date.
And you mentioned that the bins are fairly robust. How do they stand up in the cold?
Perfectly. There are different companies and different mechanisms. And because we are a snowbound community with lots of freezing here, we elected to have a very simple form of locking, and that is a couple of latches that are simply left open on collection day by the resident. There are other internal mechanisms, but we figured that given the climate here, they could be subject to premature freezing and thawing and cracking and render them inoperable, and then you'd end up with bears getting into bins that, you know, people thought were locked but weren't.
And how did the city pay for this?
Well, we funded it through reserves. So we essentially raised our utility fees for curbside collection to be commensurate with funding reserves to afford to buy the bins. So essentially, you know, it's done through levying of fees in order to buy them over time. That's the way it worked, and we continue to fund our reserve for replacements because, you know, as your community grows, you need to issue new bins to new residences as well. And, of course, there are the occasional problems where bins can fail, wheels can fall off and need to be replaced, or there are times when a bear really takes a round out of a bin and it has to be repaired. It may not have gotten it open, but has rendered the lid fairly inoperable, and we have to replace lids, that sort of thing. So we constantly keep a store of inventory so that we have the ability to effect repairs or issue new bins if we need to.
So what did that look like for residents? What did their utilities go up to in order to pay for these bins?
Well, I don't have the exact figures on hand, but it really wasn't that much. And we implemented a fairly conservative surcharge to the annual levy for utilities in order to fund the reserve. And it only took us a year to build enough funds to buy one third of the bins we needed. We knew we'd need at least 3 to 4 years to issue the entire community the bins, but it really was fairly painless. There were no complaints from the community. We explained it very well that this is what we were doing, and we weren't met with any opposition by our residents.
The town of Golden's levy for its container replacement fund is baked into its waste management bylaw, passed in 2012. In total, residents pay $177 a year for curbside garbage and recycling pickup. By 2016, there was $100,000 in the reserve. This is according to a report from Willsgard to Golden Town Council in 2016. It showed that the bear-resistant bins cost $138.50 each, compared to $75 each for a regular blue recycling bin. The town bought bins in three phases, 2016, 2018, and 2020.
The first year that we rolled out the bins, there was a marked decrease in bear activity within the community, particularly in the where we rolled them out. It was quite an interesting statistic, and it proved to us that what we were doing was working. Because as you can imagine, prior to us getting the bins, everybody would put out their own garbage bin, which could be an old metal can, that sort of thing. And they wouldn't have what we have in place now with reinforced lids, locking latches, that sort of thing. So, you know, when it comes to the amount of bear interactions and bear encounters we have with garbage, in this case, on streets, the difference now that we see versus what we saw 5 or 6 years ago is certainly measurable. And it's because these bins are a deterrent for bears to get into the garbage that's inside them.
The town owns the bins, and each has a serial number that corresponds to the resident's address. Stoke FM emailed and called the city of Revelstoke to ask about its waste collection policies, but did not get a response back. But according to its fees and charges bylaw, it costs $132 per year for garbage pickup. Remember, in Golden, with the levy, it's $177 per year. There's no indication in Revelstoke's bylaw of any reserve funds. Reporting for Stoke FM in Revelstoke, I'm Megan Dooling.